Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Brennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am speaking to you here in Redmond, Washington. And I've got, let me bring my guest in right now. I'm going to make sure that he knows that he is in. Hold on a second.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. Is this Dr. O?
Hi, Pam. Yes, how are you?
Hi. I'm great. I've just started the show, and I'm going to put you on hold, and so you just listen in, and then I'm going to bring you back in a few minutes after I make these announcements, okay?
Yeah, sorry
about
that. I was expecting you to call me on my cell phone. Thank you.
I didn't have that number. I had your office number. Okay. Well, thank you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Stay in there.
I won't. Okay.
I'm here. Are we on?
Yes. I'll put Dr. O in the on hold till we do the show. I'm sorry we got a little mixed up there. I didn't have Dr. O's cell number, and I was calling the wrong number. Anyway, we're on. The show is on, and we're going tonight. I want everyone to know that we're going to have the best show ever. You're going to love the guests that I have on the show tonight. And, again, anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or going to the archives. Hold on a second. I'm getting all choked up here. Anyway, excuse me. You know, we never know how these shows are going to turn out, do we, Annie? But anyway, I want everyone to know that they can
never
get on and listen to the show. And if you don't have a computer, you can go to 347-838-9142. And if you have a question for our guest tonight, you can call in to 347-838-9142. Again, tonight our guest is Dr. Alex O. That's spelled O-H. He is a chiropractor, and he is not just a chiropractor. He is a magnificent healer of the body, and we're going to talk a lot about that later on. But before we do that, I want to tell everyone about the network. We have to let everyone know how many shows we have during the week, and we're getting more and more, it seems, as the weeks go on. But my show is on Monday nights, called the Cosmic Contact Show. It's at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesdays is the I Am Well Show. That's at 8 p.m. And the Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. This is all Central Standard Time. Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. And then Thursday, we have the Progressive News Weekly show at 5:30 p.m., but I think that is being changed to coming up on Mondays. I see it showing up. So anyway, just look at the schedule, folks, because it'll tell you everything that's coming on, and so you can listen in to all these great guests and speakers that we bring in every week. On Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m., and Saturday, and the Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m. And that's out of Memphis, so you hear some good music there. On Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. That's out of Boston. We are all over the place here with our network, the RBR network. We are in I guess, 40 to 50 countries that we connect up with. So we get callers
yeah.
from all over the place. And it's just exciting and fun thing to get to do. But now let's get ready to bring in our guest. I want to tell you a little bit about our guest this evening. Dr. O is going to be sharing the 6 steps to wellness. This concerns your structural imbalances, emotional stress, electromagnetic pollution that we get in the body, nutritional deficiencies, allergies, sensitivities, and toxic overload. Also, Dr. O, he is so passionate about staying on the cutting edge of all non-invasive diagnostic and treatment procedures. Besides being so knowledgeable about the body, he is kind, he's personable, and has your well-being at his top priority. Just by being in his presence, you can tell he genuinely cares about your health and well-being. He is a great healer. And now, if you want to reach him, he can be reached at CascadiaWC@gmail.com. And his work number is 425-250-3095. And you can go to his website, which is www.cascadiawellnessclinic.com. And anyway, I know that you're going to love the show this evening. You're going to have a great interview. So I'm going to bring Dr. O in. Good evening, Dr. O. How are you?
I'm doing well, Pam. How are you?
And I'm doing well, too. I am. Things are good on my end. Thank you. And I'm sorry that we had our little mix-up, but that always makes the shows interesting when we do. But we're on
no
live,
problem.
And we've got about 50 minutes for you to share
okay,
all your great stuff with us. And, you know, I want you to tell us about you and maybe just some of your background of what you got you into wanting to do chiropractic and when that began and why you chose that. And also then you can just start telling us about these 6 steps to wellness that you work with your clients.
Okay, very good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great too. Good. Thanks, Pam.
Okay.
So yeah, how I got into chiropractic is I try to make a long story short. My background is actually I have a undergraduate degree in psychology. And I was looking at becoming a therapist. And after I graduated, I happened to meet a chiropractor who was a cousin of a friend that I was seeing at the time. And he was telling me a little bit about what chiropractic was. And I loved the fact that it's a hands-on approach to helping people get well without the use of medicine and surgery. So I'd never knew that there was a profession that had all those things going for it. It was definitely one of those aha moments for me. And then at that point, I was looking at graduate programs in psychology. I decided that it was time to probably switch gears. I loved the fact of being able to help people, but I couldn't really see myself sitting behind a desk all day long and giving people advice. And I have a bit of a, how should I say it, a little impatient when it comes to seeing results, and with psychology, you can see how it can take months to years for some people to make significant changes in their lives. So I interviewed a couple of chiropractors in my hometown and was able to see how they worked. And I loved the fact that, again, it was a hands-on approach and was able to see people get well much faster, and it was sometimes an immediate response and improvement in people's subjective complaints. So I decided at that point that I was going to switch gears and decide to pursue chiropractic. And I went to chiropractic college in Davenport, Iowa, where chiropractic started in 1895, a place called Palmer College of Chiropractic. It's probably the most well-known chiropractic college. There's more than 14 to 16 colleges now, I believe, in the U.S. as far as chiropractic colleges are concerned, and several internationally as well. I grew up on the East Coast and always had a desire to live on the West. So before I graduated from Palmer, I decided to have an interview for an associateship position in Tacoma, Washington. And I loved the area. It was middle of January, and it was one of those weeks where it was sunny, 55 degrees. And I was asking what people were saying about all the rain in Seattle. So it was a great week. Got a position in Tacoma, moved out shortly thereafter after graduating from chiropractic college in 1995. It was a good experience working at a couple of different clinics, one in Tacoma and one in Gig Harbor, and it gave me a good background and basis of chiropractic. But I soon became a little bit frustrated and bored with chiropractic, just because of the fact that I felt like there was a lot more that could be done for people's complaints and different health issues that people were coming in for. But I felt like there was a lot of limitations with just adjusting the spine. So that's when continuing education courses in energy medicine started coming into my mailbox. And I decided to take a look at one particular course called Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, so BEST, or BEST for short. And that procedure, in a nutshell, was basically to help people to be able to relax their autonomic nervous system. So there's two branches of the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. So most people know with sympathetic nervous system is the fight or flight response of your body. And the parasympathetic is just the opposite. It's the more relaxing part of your nervous system, which helps with digestion, elimination. It really helps with healing. So, but oftentimes, because of all the stresses in our lives, the sympathetic nervous system seems to be more dominant in most people's nervous system. So with this procedure, with the bioenergetic synchronization technique, you are able to actually place a couple of fingers on the person's body and be able to balance their nervous system and get as good or better results than with just regular chiropractic adjustment. So it was a mind-blowing course, and that was the first step to all the things that I do currently. Did you have any questions so far, Pam?
Well, no, but yes, and I do understand everything you're talking about. And, you know,
okay.
With the autonomic nervous system, which, you know, it just keeps working. So
yes.
All you have to do is just touch two fingers and you can balance that out, because I do know, is that the first thing you do, is you just check that and see if that, you know, get that going, then you start working on other things with them, with your clients?
Typically, I use that. I can do leg checks to see if there's a short leg, and then we raise them at a 90-degree angle and to see if there's any changes. Sometimes it'll lengthen, sometimes it'll stay the same. And depending on what I find, it'll show me where to place my fingers, basically, on the body.
I
so
tell
it's
you
not,
the body, once you know how to what understand it, you know, it talks to you and tells you what it needs. I know that. Well, now you also
yes.
do kinesiology, don't you, with muscle
yes,
testing?
Yes, I do. I do. And that was, I think, the second or third course in as far as the energy medicine. And when I first saw it happen, the scientific skeptical side of me certainly showed up, and I couldn't really fathom how that would be possible. But when I realized that it actually worked on me and I could work on other people in the same way, and I saw the validity with it, it was pretty awesome. I remember not being able to sleep that evening, knowing that the body has all the answers and we just have to figure out what's yes and what's no, and then we can gather that from the muscle testing.
Okay.
Yeah. And it,
Well, you know, I'm big into the muscle testing, and I think that there's a lot of chiropractors, though, that don't do that. I think they're really missing out because, I mean, that's a way to tap into the subconscious mind, which is what brings the body.
Yes, that's very true. I'm not sure. I think it's getting more popularity, not only in the chiropractic profession, but in the medical profession in general, whether it be psychotherapists or even medical doctors and such are using it for sure to help them gather information and pinpoint what the causes of the person's issues are. So, yeah, I use it as, all the time, every day for my patients and for my friends as well.
Well, you know, Dr. O, I know people come to see you and their body's out of alignment. They've got all these aches and pains and something's wrong with their spine or, you know, maybe they've injured themselves. But do you feel like emotional stress is the big thing, though, that creates a lot of our problems, even the structural problems?
Yeah, I think that is true. We can't separate the mind from the body. The mind is very powerful, as you know. And that's why I address the emotional aspect of things. It's not counseling, but there's a couple of different ways I can address people's emotional stressors that may be affecting their physical body. One is called neuroemotional technique, NET. It's developed by Dr. Scott Walker in San Diego. And basically with that work, we can actually pinpoint who or what was involved at what age and help the body get rid of or clear the memory that on a cellular level. So even though the patient have gone through therapy and they feel that mentally they've gotten over it, they can still store those energies because even our thoughts are made up of electrical energy. So they can actually store that in their bodies, and we can do a simple technique to help release that. And I've seen some great results with that and pretty instantaneous as well. Another way I can treat neuroemotional issues is through color and sound therapy with colored glasses and tuning forks, because the more senses that we affect, the more profound the changes. And these color therapy, the colors are, you know, related to the chakras, which are the wheels of energy in the midlines of our body. Scientists have found that it's actually a physiological thing, not just a New Age word, but it's actually scientific in the fact that there's more than 500 times more energy in the midline of our bodies than on the outer parts. And the colors resonate with the specific wheels of energy from the tailbone to the top of the head.
Like
and also
the chakras?
Exactly.
Okay. How do you do that? You just have them wear a certain color of glasses? Is you figure out what chakras out of balance and then you have them wear these colors? Okay.
Right. I usually muscle test. I can self-test or I can use the patient's arm to figure out what they need. And usually it's two or three colors that they need on that given treatment day. And also same thing with the tuning forks. And we also have them do a specific breathing technique, and we tap along the spine because all 12 energy meridians reside along the spine. So it's a very important area to access that.
Yeah, that's pretty much where everything's at. It's from the neck down to the tailbone. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I want to ask about electromagnetic pollution. How do you work with this problem?
Yeah, very good question. It's a couple of different ways. One, if we find that to be an issue, I often recommend a small magnet called a multipolar magnet. It's kind of the size, well, maybe a little bit smaller than a credit card. You can have the patient wear it in their pocket, and it helps to deflect the negative electromagnetic radiation. Another one, if they're really super sensitive, there's a device called the mini harmonizer that they can carry around that also has a bigger effect than the magnet itself. And then the third thing is for their home or their office. There's a product called a Total Shield, which I think covers about 10,000 square feet of space that protects you from like Wi-Fis and cell towers and just electromagnetic stress in itself.
Well, tell me then, but let's talk about more about, see, I'm picking that up so much now when I do muscle testing and I'm doing the body counting people, is that
right.
Their magnetic field is off, they've got electromagnetic toxicity, and how does this affect us? What does it do to us when we get an overload of it, when we get polluted with it?
Yeah, basically it can create short circuiting. So our brain isn't able to communicate with the rest of the body the way it's designed to. So it can manifest into all kinds of different symptoms. Headaches and brain fog seem to be a very common one that I've seen. I had a patient that when she works in front of the computer, she instantaneously gets headaches. Did all this treatments with her. She would get short-term relief. Finally, I checked her on the electromagnetic stress. She definitely needed a magnet. And as long as she wears the magnet while she's working, she doesn't get these headaches. So that was one of the more profound changes that I saw with the patient with the electromagnetic stress.
Well, the thing is that we're getting it, and we don't even know we got it. But I guess they're learning more and more, or you are too, about symptoms of electromagnetic pollution
right.
in the body because of us having so much more access to the cell phones and computers and, you know, Wi-Fi and everything.
Yeah,
exactly. Do you
exactly.
think that
it's
that is
us.
Going to become a huge problem in the future, or we're going to be able to keep it, you know, contained, under control? I mean, I think about that.
Yeah, that's a good question, too. And there's, you know, more research showing that there may be some links between cell phone usage and some brain tumors. But there's nothing definitive yet, but there's definitely research that's out there. But yeah, whatever you can do to help ground yourself, it's hard to escape because of all the cell phone towers, but, you know, taking walks in the woods, trying to ground your energy, things like that, keeping your hand, you know, putting your hands in the soil and the dirt, even using Epsom salt baths, that will help ground you as well and help deflect some of the negative electromagnetic radiation.
Okay. Well, good. That's good information. Because this is just something we can't see, you know, and then all of a sudden it's affecting us. And I would like to learn more about that. Okay. Now let's go on. We're just moving right along. Let's get into the nutritional deficiency. And what would you want to share about that?
Yeah, so through muscle testing, there's several different treatment procedures that are out there to figure out, basically we can muscle test different areas of your body, whether it be your liver, your kidneys, your pancreas, all the organs and glands, and see if there's any short-circuiting. If there is short-circuiting, we can identify to see if there's any food sensitivities. I usually check the seven most common ones, which is eggs, dairy, wheat, soy, oats, corn. I think I covered them all. And then we can also check to see if there's any toxicity, both chemical and heavy metal. And then the next step is to look at pathogens like viruses, parasites, yeast, and bacteria. And then... those are the main things that I look at as far as nutrition goes. And then we can also test to see if there's any nutritional supplements that's specifically geared towards helping those particular areas of weaknesses. And it works very well because we can pinpoint and be very specific on what the body needs because even the best doctors, it's an educated guess. But when you're working with a body's innate wisdom, then you can be much more specific on what the body needs.
Okay.
I certainly go through. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I say I certainly go through people's dietary, what they're eating on a daily basis as well, just to see if they're, you know, eating healthy foods, because obviously that'll play a huge part in their health, health concerns as well. So, yeah, what was your question, Pam?
Well, the question is, okay, so people now, well, they're off of gluten, they're off of soy, they're off of corn, they're off of eggs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you get the body back down that can it ever eat these foods again? Or is that it? Once you get sensitive to it, you can't have them anymore,
right,
ever?
No, with sensitivities, that's a really great question, because we can actually work on helping to desensitize people from those particular foods. And that has actually worked very well for a lot of people. So, for instance, if we find a sensitivity to eggs, we can actually help desensitize them through a procedure called NAET. It stands for Nambujapat Allergy Elimination Technique. It's from Dr. Nambujapat in Orange County, California. But it's basically getting rid of the blockage, and through this, again, we're tapping along the spine, doing specific breathing techniques and having them hold on to the vial. I usually also check for emotions too at that point, because we can clear the emotions and the allergies. Sometimes, or oftentimes, there may be some associations between food allergies and emotional stress. That's why they say if you're under extreme amount of emotional stress or duress at a particular moment, they say not to eat food during that time, because you can actually create allergies because of your emotional state. So with that procedure,
really that well.
Uh-huh.
I can understand if you're all tore up and it's stressing over something and sitting down eating a bag of potato chips or something. Oh my gosh,
right.
You could get all kinds of symptoms coming up. Well, that is good. I love what you're saying. And see, I think that is something that people, well, they say, well, I can't eat this and I can't eat that, but someday we want to be able to eat things and get beyond, you know. This sounds really interesting. This is something, I don't know if we've talked about this nutritional deficiencies before, but of course I have, you know, food allergies, and I guess I'm going to have to come right over there and get you to take me out really soon. I would love to do that. I will. I want to see what you can come up with, because I would like to be able to eat some of the things I haven't been able to for a long time.
Right. Well, I'd be more than happy to help you with that. And there, I just wanted to make be specific on, there is a difference between food sensitivities and food allergies. Food allergies are things that cause more of an anaphylactic reaction, your throat closing up, breaking out in hives, things like that, where people know immediately that they're allergic to something. But food sensitivities are more delayed. It can definitely be under the radar, and people may not even know that they're sensitive to certain foods. So those are a lot easier to treat and to be able to desensitize. The food allergies, the true allergies, are very, very difficult to actually desensitize people from. So I just wanted to make a clarification there.
Well, good, because, yes, I understand that, you're right, absolutely.
Right.
Okay, well, this is really good information. Thank you for sharing this.
No problem.
Do you have a lot of people come just for nutritional needs, or is it more so now than getting structural alignment?
It's really interesting, because I think oftentimes people come to see me because they have certain types of pain, but I would say that's probably like 60 to 70%, but the other 30%, they're coming in for all kinds of different symptoms, whether it be stomach issues, food allergies, seasonal allergies, depression, anxiety. So it can really go all over the board as far as the different symptoms that people can have and why they seek care. But oftentimes it's some type of pain that usually brings people in.
Yeah. Pain is the big awakener, isn't it?
It is.
It is. It's like, oh, no. And but, you know, I think, though, that I feel like that I don't want to say this, but I think men put up with a lot of pain more than a woman will. I think that I'll just tough it out or it'll go away and blah, blah, blah. But I do know that deny it. And I think the thing is a lot of people, they just don't want to go to a doctor to get medication and just get a prescription that they may have to take the rest of their life. You know, I think that
right.
people are really looking for alternative ways to heal now for all these symptoms. And the work you do covers everything.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Western medicine is great with emergency care. You know, if you cut yourself, you break an arm, need specific surgery to get rid of a tumor, things like that. But yeah, but 90% of stuff, that can be taken care of on a natural basis. Pam? Hello, we still on?
Dr. O?
Yeah.
This is Annie.
Annie.
Hey, honey. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Now I'm going to say continue. I see Pam there. I'm not sure why she can't hear us.
But hello.
What you've been saying, she's back.
Hey, I'm back. Well, you know, someone called in and it knocked me out. I don't know. That's never happened before. Somebody dialed my number and was trying to reach me. I apologize. Annie, thank heavens I knew you were there to take care of Dr.
I was like, hold on.
Okay. All right, we're back. Well, that was something interesting that we were talking about. So let's continue on. Well, I guess I was just talking about people, you know, having, you know, they want alternative things now. They don't want to have to take a medicine, you know, to get well, you know, because of all the side effects from a lot of the medication that
exactly.
we have. But I'm not saying that medicine is wrong. I think God is in everything, and if you need something, you need it, you know. But I'm all for trying as natural as I can get, and I have for years.
Yeah, that's great.
Alex, what about allergies and sensitivities? What about what were we talking about allergies and being sensitive to things?
Right.
What do you find?
You want to talk about toxicity?
Let's talk about toxicity. I love all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm into it.
That's a good segue. Allergy is a good segue to toxicity because I feel like a lot of the people that have allergies is the underlying issue can be the toxic overload that their bodies are trying to battle against or trying to detox. So it's a huge issue. We have, you know, thousands of chemicals in our bodies. There's studies showing that there's, I think, over 100 chemicals that are in the mother's milk. So babies are getting it right off the bat. Most of it seems to be the fire retardant chemicals that are on computers and keyboards and in the cars and pretty much all over our house with carpet and things like that. So what I find is that when people are toxic, we can do a couple of different things on a nutritional basis, specific protocols that can help their bodies release those toxins gently, using both herbal supplements and homeopathic remedies as well. And that's really been helpful for people with, even with people with hay fever and seasonal allergies, there can be definitely some toxic overload that's causing their livers to not function at 100% to cause more histamine to be released in their body. So what more can I say about toxicity? eating clean food, organic as much as possible, especially meats, because the fats store those toxins. So if you have to choose between veggies and meats, as far as your budget goes, as far as organic things, I would go for the meats. And then exercise is really important, because that'll help detox your body naturally through the breathing mechanism and through the lungs and sweating it out. It's different protocols. I also have a detox ionic foot bath that I often use in the office too, to help people detox through their feet. Infrared saunas are very helpful. I mentioned this a little bit earlier too, but with Epsom salts and baking soda baths can be helpful for people as well. If people are really toxic and having a lot of chemical sensitivities, I would also recommend colonics. Hydrocolon therapy can be helpful as well.
Well, what all do you offer at your business for people? And you said you did the foot ionic
detox
foot
with baths. Yes. Besides the nutritional protocols, those are the two main things. We do not have an infrared sauna, which yet I would love to have that in the near future.
Well, see, this is all great to know. So what does the infrared do for you? What's the main thing?
Yeah, so the infrared saunas, they basically can heat up your tissue without you feeling totally overloaded with the heat, and it increases your body's ability to detoxify by sweating through the skin. Since your skin is the largest organ in your body, it's very important that that's a great way of basically detoxing your system. It's very safe and not invasive, so it's a good method to have.
So the infrared, what is the benefit to it than just getting in a hot tub of water? You know, I mean, like a regular hot tub.
That's
I guess
a
you're saving in chemicals when you get in a hot tub. So you're,
exactly.
You're in chemicals there, and you're trying to get chemicals
right
out of you. So I guess the infrared makes you sweat from inside out. Yes. Okay.
The infrared light, the technology behind it, I'm not an expert in infrared technology, but it basically helps your body to reach a higher temperature to help release those toxins, where you would have to get into a scalding hot, you know, water to basically do the same thing, but it would obviously would be counterproductive. And you're right, there's chemicals, especially bromine in hot tubs, that's one of the halogen chemicals that can actually contribute to thyroid issues, and there's a lot of people with thyroid problems these days. And bromine's also in all baked goods as well, and it competes for iodine as far as the receptors in the thyroid. So it's one of those things, same as chlorine and fluoride. Those are also what's called halogen chemicals, and they all compete for the thyroid iodine receptors. So just a little side note there on the nutritional.
Okay. Well, the thyroid, oh my gosh, when that gets out of balance. And is it with age, or is it just anybody can have thyroid issues?
I found it with teenagers too these days. And part of it is the toxic overload that our bodies are facing, and all the stresses, and both emotional and chemical and electromagnetic, all the things that we've talked about. And what's interesting about the organ system is that in Chinese medicine, each organ and gland is related to a specific organ or specific emotion. So the thyroid is related to what's called muddled instability. So the feeling of being up and down, can't figure it out. It's kind of being like your emotions being on like a roller coaster. And then your liver, for instance, if we find liver issues, the emotion there is anger and frustration. Your lungs are related to grief and sadness. Your kidneys are related to fear, and your bladder, your urinary bladder, is related to paralyzed will. So some of those are some of the associations behind the different organ systems and emotions. So
just to let you know how
everything's interconnected. The urinary bladder is a paralyzed will, not being able to feel like you can do something. Will, W-I-L-L.
Right, okay. Well, see, now I know there's different emotions go to each organ and everything, but that's interesting that you shared that.
Yeah.
Because I'm loving everything you're sharing this evening. You are so right on everything. What is the big problem? What is it that you see more than anything now that's coming through, you know, that used to it wasn't every now and then, but now it's like you're getting more people showing up with the same problems?
I would say more the immune dysfunction, whether it be people with chronic sinusitis, people that are getting, you know, ear infections and colds and flus that don't seem to go away, or they get lodged in the lungs, which can cause pneumonia and bronchitis. So immune dysfunction seems to be definitely more common, which is also related to allergies and sensitivities. So those are probably two of the most common things that I see more and more of these days. And and that's been
Is it the weather?
Fun to
is
treat.
The rainy weather?
I think mold is definitely an issue in the Pacific Northwest. But again, with no one knows what the long-term effects of GMO foods are. So that can be an issue with pesticides being in our foods and different viruses and such. So it's really interesting what we're going to see in the near future with that.
Well, the thing about our food, so really with the GMOs, just being able to wash the food doesn't do anything, right? It doesn't really cleanse it.
No, definitely not.
Not organic, you've got problems there.
Most likely, yes.
That's likely. Well, do you think that people's immune system can stay strong enough that they can eat whatever they want to? Or they can up to a certain point, I guess, and then eventually, as we get older, we get more symptoms of food allergies.
Yeah, aging is an issue because I think just part of it is your body just slows down in its ability to detoxify. So, as you age, you just have to take care of yourself better with diet and exercise and seeing wellness practitioners like me. You just have to take care of yourself better. I think it's just you can't get away with things that you used to do when you're in your 20s. As you know, it's just about maintaining and doing all the things that you can to help keep yourself healthy.
Well, that is the key, doing everything that we can. And I think that what you're sharing and with your clientele and everything, they hopefully realize what a blessing it is to have you working with them. Because when I first moved up here, I was looking for a chiropractor who did, you know, muscle testing, because the ones I went to back east, they did. But I was really amazed that there was not that many, but maybe, as you say, more of them are getting on the bandwagon with it, because, I mean, that is just so, boy, you can tap into the body and find all kinds of figure things out. It's like you become a detective and figure out, you know, that the little toe is connected to the brain. This is why this is going on here, and it is. In fact, I had someone the other day wanted to give me a hand massage, and I'm going, oh, my finger's really sore right there. And she did reflexology. She said, well, that's your eyes. And I said, oh, my God, my eyes have been bothering me. And I just, you know, I'm going, wow, I love that kind of stuff, that our body just, hey, this is what's happening. Yeah.
Exactly. It's all interconnected.
Where everything is. Well, do you want to share something else? You want to talk about, a special case, a client or something, or something you've discovered that you're doing We've got a few more minutes.
Yeah. Sure. There's a procedure called Neurological Integration System, NIS for short. That's a work developed by Dr. Alan Phillips in New Zealand. And it's pretty incredible. It's basically working on your brain to figure out where the short circuiting is. His background is neurology. And he also implemented Aboriginal medicine together. So it's pretty phenomenal. It's very gentle, non-invasive, but you can get great results with all types of different conditions. It's a whole body treatment. So there's immune function that we look at. We look at hidden viruses that can lodge in different places. We can look at bacteria, fungus, parasites. Those are some key things that we look at as far as the immune system. There's also a right brain, left brain balance work that we can do. We also look at what's called tensegrity, which is connective tissue restriction. There's also a section on tendons and joint proprioceptors for people with joint issues. We can also look at several things on the immune function. There's one for people who may have sulfur, like foods that have sulfur in it, have sensitivity. There's quite a few number of people that have that and may not even be aware of it.
I have that.
We can also
I'm very sensitive to sulfur. And it was because when I was little and they didn't have penicillin, they gave a sulfur drug, and I had a terrible reaction. And it has made me sensitive to sulfur. I mean, it never really, it didn't ever heal. I just can't eat that, a lot of things that have sulfur in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of foods with sulfur in it. And, I'd love to check you out and see if that's an issue for you, and we can make a correction. And it can work very, very quickly. There's a section on histamine. See if your body's producing too much histamine. See if there's mercury toxicity and to help your body to get rid of it. It runs the gamut as far as all the things that we can look at as far as improving their health. And there's been some great results with that. I had a person with shingles that came in about 2 or 3 days into it. She was in a lot of pain, and we know how, if anyone's had shingles, people know how painful that can be. After one treatment of working on a virus, that patient was about 90% pain free within 24 hours. So it was pretty phenomenal. That's probably the most dramatic result that I saw with clearing a virus in a person's system. I've seen great results with whether it be structural problems that people have with pain and allergy symptoms and so forth.
About shingles that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another thing. They use chicken, something. There's something in that I can't do, like the flu shots, because of whatever's in it. And so does the shingles. The shot, I can't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really great to know that you've got something. I guess I have to send everybody to you, Dr. O.
You're
really busy here. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
Thank you.
Got so many great healing modalities now that you can help with the modern day symptoms that everyone has. Oh, God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very true.
Well, how do you take care of yourself? What do you do for you? How do you stay healthy? You always look amazing. You look like 20 years younger than your age.
Thank you, Pam. I eat healthy. I try to do as much organic as possible. I used to juice daily for several months. Then I kind of got what's a good word for it? Kind of overkill. Got to kind of get tired of it. So
yes,
I do it I do it every other day now with the greens. But I try to eat healthy just about every day. I work out probably 4 or 5 times a week, cardio and weightlifting. And I meditate and work on myself as far as clearing emotional and energetic blockages that may be present. So those are some key things. I also see a massage therapist that does great work every couple of weeks. And I see my chiropractic friend probably once a month to get adjusted as well. So
you
I think that's about
it. Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, again,
I try.
Now, tell, Dr. O, tell everybody how they can, the easiest way to contact you. Do you know they need to call you up? You want to have them to go to your website?
Yeah.
Will you give them the information?
Sure. I will. The phone number is probably the quickest and easiest way. It's 425-250-3095. And the website is Cascadia, C-A-S-C-A-D-I-A, wellnessclinic.com. Or if that's too long, it's you can also go Dr. Alex O, D-R-A-L-E-X-O-H.com.
Okay, Dr. Alex
O. Yeah, and then email, yeah, I think you mentioned the email, but I'll mention it again. It's cascadiawc@gmail.com.
Okay, well, we've just got all your information, and we're coming to the, can you believe we've talked almost an hour here? We're coming to the end of the show. Dr. O, do you have anything in specific that you would like to share that you want to, people to know about or anything else as in closing here?
No, I think I covered everything that was on the agenda, and I thank you, Pam, for having me on your show. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much, too. I'm going to bring Annie in, the moderator. Let her say hi to you.
Great.
Hey, Annie.
Yes. Hey,
hi,
honey.
Annie.
What? I loved all the information you were sharing. It's really interesting about the food allergies and stuff like that, because a lot of people, as we're getting older, it's affecting a lot of my friends and stuff. So it's interesting that there could be a reversal to some of it, or healing, I guess we should say, right? A healing.
Yeah, definitely. And with just to clarify with that treatment, it takes 24 hours for your body to actually go through that cycle, because our energy cycle is the same as our days, or it's 24 hours. So that's the one day that you have to refrain from that particular substance that we're actually working on clearing.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Well, this is wonderful. Thank you, Dr. O. And I just tell everyone to check this out, and that they can call in after the show, 347-838-9142, and listen to the program again, and hoping that you will be able to use this as a great infomercial for yourself, so you can, people, if they want to know what you do, say, go right here to Cosmic Contact Show with Pam. And anyway, we want to thank you again.
Excellent.
And hope to have you back on the show again soon, and I will be getting in touch with you, and I have got more questions on down the road.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annie.
Good night.
Bye.
All right.
And everyone have a great week.
Yes.
Do you have anything else to say, Pam?
No, just everyone have a good week, and we'll be back here Monday. I forget him. I got some great guests the rest of the month, so be sure and tune in again.
Okay. Good night. Everyone get out and vote.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go for it.